From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. A bill calling for the repeal of the 17-year-old ban on gays serving openly in the military was passed by the House of Representatives today. As NPR's David Wellner reports, the measure to overturn the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy picked up support since the last time it was put to a House vote.
By a margin of 250 to 175, the House tried for a second time this year to roll back the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy. 15 Democrats voted against it, and 15 Republicans voted for it. In May, the House approved a repeal by a smaller margin as part of a larger annual defense policy bill. But that bill has been blocked in the Senate by Republicans. Democrats fear the next Congress, in which Republicans will control the House and have more seats in the Senate, is unlikely to pass such a repeal. So they're trying to push through a bill that only deals with repeal. Backers of the measure in the Senate are confident the votes are there to pass the standalone version approved by the House. The question is whether there will be time left in the dwindling lame duck session for a Senate vote as well. David Wellner, NPR News. The Capitol.
The tax cut compromise President Obama struck with Republicans last week now faces considerable more scrutiny by Democrats in the House. That's after winning overwhelming support in the Senate. NPR's Moore Eliason reports senators voted 81 to 19 to extend Bush-era tax cuts while also extending jobless insurance.
The deal is popular with the public and with a big majority of the U.S. Senate. But in the House, Democrats in particular are angry that it gives so much to the wealthy and that it was negotiated without their input. The president says he knows there are parts of the plan that members on both sides of the aisle don't like.
That's the nature of compromise. But we worked hard to negotiate an agreement that's a win for middle-class families and a win for our economy. And we can't afford to let it fall victim to either delay or defeat.
The president said he was absolutely convinced the plan would help grow the economy and create jobs. Mara Liasson, NPR News, the White House.
Justice Department officials have filed suit against an arm of oil giant BP, as well as eight other companies, in connection with a Gulf oil spill. The suit contends that BP Exploration and Production and other companies should be held liable without limitation under the Oil Pollution Act for costs associated with the spill. Attorney General Eric Holder explains.
We intend to prove that these violations caused or contributed to the massive oil spill, and that the defendants are therefore responsible under the Oil Pollution Act for government removal costs, economic losses, as well as environmental damages.
The Obama administration is seeking to recover billions of dollars in connection with the spill. Nation's mines and factories a bit busier. The Federal Reserve reporting today industrial production was up 0.4% in November. Stocks gave up some of their gains amid concerns about protests in Greece and a possible downgrade of Spain by the debt ratings agency Moody's. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 19 points. The Nasdaq was down 10 points today. You're listening to NPR. In Athens, rioters smashed cars and hurled gasoline bombs at police to protest new government austerity measures aimed at reining in that country's debt crisis. The latest violence came on the eve of a two-day summit meeting of European leaders to discuss how to handle Europe's deepening debt crisis. Meanwhile, the ratings agency Moody's did say it is considering downgrading Spain's debt amid concerns the Eurozone country may find itself facing similar problems to smaller Greece and Ireland. U.S. government is banning drop-side cribs. NPR's Paul Brown reports the Consumer Product Safety Commission says they're unsafe and it's time for them to go.
Drop-side cribs have been part of the American domestic scene for decades. When one of these cribs works correctly, adults can move a side rail up and down to more easily lift an infant or toddler in or out. But CPSC officials know at least 32 youngsters have died when side rails malfunctioned, trapping the children and causing choking or smothering. Spokeswoman Julie Valise says on the commission website that parents should check cribs, drop-side models or not, regularly.
Make sure that the parts are in place and the crib is secure.
The CPSC is not just banning drop sides, it's also mandating tougher safety and durability testing for all cribs. Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.
Winter weather system has now moved through parts of the southeast. Officials say a total of three people died in two separate car crashes in northern Mississippi today. Police, meanwhile, were also reporting dozens of other weather-related accidents. In southeast Alabama, a vehicle driven by a 17-year-old high school student slid into an 18-wheeler. Two teens died in that accident. A third has been hospitalized in critical condition. Schools in both Mississippi and Alabama canceled classes today because of the weather. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News, in Washington.